back to the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM, The Shaw. You can join us at 844-967-2789 on the line. Legendary talk show host, black talk show host, Bob Law. You know, Bob, before we get back, you know, you were talking earlier about, you know, us celebrating the first time, the first black this, the first black that. You know, we are preparing for the first black female Supreme Court justice, and our community is just giddy about that. It's certainly going to be symbolic, but it's not going to change one iota the conditions of our people.
Well, you know, that is such a powerful position. But the point of it is that we have moved beyond now. As we say, our goals have changed. We have moved beyond the celebrating of the first black. Now it's important what that person represents. Now it is important to us where they come from politically. We have the second black mayor in New York City. And his politics are extremely right-wing, conservative, reactionary. His policies, he's only been there, you know, just about 2 months. And he's doing things that are particularly damaging to the black community. Shows a great deal of insensitivity. People, we've known him for a long time. He's been in local politics for a long time. People are saying, oh, it's not the same guy. This is not the guy that I used to work with. This is not the guy we used to know. He's changed completely. This is the first time he's been in a position to implement policy. And so he may not have changed. We just never knew. This is who he has always been. He was just never in a position to demonstrate it before. We understand now that just being black is not reason to celebrate. It is important who the person is politically, philosophically, but that was part of the strategy of putting black people in these key positions, in these highly visible positions, on the condition that they be amenable to white supremacy, that they be putty, as they say, in the hands of, like in New York City, the real estate industry. The real estate industry folk own this mayor. In other cities as well, there are black mayors who are owned by corporate America, by the corporations in that city. They set the policy that the mayors follow. So it's not so much, we understand now, that it is not so much that you be black as much as you be progressive, talented, visionary. And sometimes in the race, the white candidate is better than the black candidate politically. But black people feel compelled to support the black candidate nonetheless. And it is because of our historical experiences in this country. We really can't trust white people. Many of us feel that we really can't trust white people, and it's not prejudice. It's based on our experiences with white policymakers and the kinds of things that they are willing to engage in to dismantle the black community, to dismantle effective public schooling. There's reason still that black people are suspicious, but we have moved to the point now, however, where we have enough black faces in high places. We've got more black elected officials than ever, but we have less political power than ever. With all of these black elected officials, all the black folk in Congress, we even now have a Congressional Black Caucus, and the caucus, all of them put together, are not as effective as Adam Powell Jr. was by himself. And what we need is more. So we understand that now, and we understand that we're in the pursuit now of economic and political power, and that is what the white supremacy is pushing back against. They also understand that black people are getting smarter. Malcolm said once that when they used to pull the wool over your eyes, but he says those days are long gone. And that's what's happening now. That it is not so easy to pull the wool over our eyes and fool us by appointing black folk to positions and with no real power. With all of the black people on television news, all the black people who are in the news media, does not mean that the black community gets better coverage. It doesn't mean that the real voices in the black community get coverage. The black presence doesn't really mean that doesn't really reflect what is actually happening in the black community, giving more voice to the voiceless, giving more visibility to people working hard on the ground every day in the community, pushing back against gun violence. They don't get coverage, even though there are a lot of black folk on television, in the news, all over the country. But the kind of things that might encourage black people, the kind of things that tell the real story of what's going on in the black community, don't get told, because the people on television don't have any power. They read the teleprompter. They cover the stories they are told to cover. They don't have any real power. And so we know, but when it first began to happen, we were very pleased. We were very pleased that we applauded the people who were getting those kind of jobs. And it was black folk making progress. We know better now. We understand that that was progress for them personally. We applaud them for their personal achievement, and we wish them well on a personal level. But it is does not the black faces in high places don't reflect real progress on the part of black people as a group. And so the goals have changed. And people are struggling harder against us as the goals for economic and political power begin to make more sense.
So Bob, are we then waiting for white America to come to our rescue and say we see things are getting worse for black Americans, or is it again the fact that we ourselves need to marshal our forces and bring pressure against our own leadership, or develop our own leadership, or to bring the pressure on white America, which really is not in their best interest to change things from the direction that they're in right now?
We have a need to use the resources that we have much more strategically, much more effectively. We are not waiting for, and some of us may be, waiting for the hearts and minds of white Americans to change. But it's a long wait, and even white America is troubled by the possibility that these emerging generations, these younger white people, these emerging generations might very well move away from the principles of white supremacy. Their parents and their grandparents are troubled by that, and they push back hard against the emerging white generations. But we can't wait for that. And but on a political level, we're not really waiting for that to happen. What we have a need to do is to use what we already have. We need to use the resources that God has given us. We need to use the resources that we already have, you know, and use it more effectively. So that is what we're doing as we pursue and talk to ourselves first. See, one of the things that happened in the 60s, 70s is that with the movement for integration, there were eloquent advocates for integration speaking to white America on behalf of black people. Lorraine Hansberry, John Killens, James Baldwin, all of those people, they were very eloquent, and they made the case, Richard Wright.
Hey Bob, these commercials have just come up so fast because the information is so timely, but we've got to go to another break. I hate to interrupt you, but we've got to go to a break. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789 on the line, none other than Bob Law. We'll be right back.